It's the old radio comedy podcast.
It's episode 68 of season 2, and time for another classic comedy radio show from the golden age of radio. The comic strip Blondie was created by Chick Young and has appeared in newspapers since September 8, 1930, and it's still in print to this day. It follows the everyday antics of the Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead household, who live in the suburbs of Joplin, Missouri. Blondie is the level-headed, beautiful, and common-sense wife, while Dagwood is the comic foil, clumsy, naive, lazy, and basically a clown. Other characters are their children Alexander and Cookie, their dog Daisy, their next-door neighbors Herb and Tootsie Woodley, Dagwood's boss Mr. Dithers, and several others. The strip spawned 28 B-films between 1938 and 1950, a radio show that ran from 39 to 50, and two TV sitcoms, one in 1957 and the second from 1968 to 1969. The radio show featured Penny Singleton as Blondie for most of its run, with Arthur Lake as her husband Dagwood. Ann Rutherford played Blondie for one season, and then she was replaced by Lake's real-life wife, Patricia Lake, for the last season. Other actors were Hanley Stafford as Mr. Dithers, Elvia Allman as Mrs. Dithers, Frank Nelson and Harold Perry as Herb Woodley, and several others. Sit back and relax for the March 11th, 1945 broadcast of Blondie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to... Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood, with Arthur Lake as Dagwood, Ann Rutherford as Blondie, and Hanley Stafford as Mr. Dithers. And now for our weekly visit with your neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Well, folks are up and stirring in the Bumstead home this morning. Blondie is downstairs stirring up a mess of pancakes, and Dagwood is upstairs just stirring up a mess.
Who stole my socks? I want to know who stole my socks.
Maybe you lost it.
Now, how can you lose a sock? I have been robbed of a sock by a member of my own family.
Oh, that's gratitude for you.
Blondie, did you steal a sock from me?
Certainly not.
Well, I can't find the sock anyplace.
Well, I'll look downstairs then.
Dad, what did you look on your feet?
Blondie, now wait a minute. Can't you see that I've got one foot with a sock on it and the other foot bare?
Yeah, I've known you to put both socks on one foot.
Yeah, well, that's a little ridiculous, isn't it? Okay, just to make you happy, I'll look. Who put this extra sock on my foot? Look at that.
I thought so. Now, hurry, dear.
Hey, I wonder if I could have done this myself by any chance.
You were awful sleepy when you woke up this morning, Pop.
Yeah, for all I know, maybe I'm still a little sleepy now, honey.
Dagwood, you're going to be late to the office.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Dithers says if I'm late again, he'll grab me by the head and then grab me by my feet and then play me like an accordion.
Listen, dear.
What?
There's $2 in this envelope, yes. And I want you to stop at the bank and put it in our Christmas fund for next year.
Okay, Blondie, you can trust me. Besides, dear, I've got a surefire way of earning some extra money.
Well, that's good, but the last time you had an idea.
Yeah, I know. That was the time that... Yeah.
Oh, Dagwood, look at the time.
Oh, I've got plenty. Holy smoke, I'm going to be late. Hold the door for me, Blondie.
All right, dear.
Yeah, here I come.
Goodbye, dear.
Come on! They see the concession company. We'll build you a house or build you a hovel and charge you less if you use a shovel. JCD prayers at this end. Oh, hello, Woodley. Yeah, I wanted you to drop by and take a couple of chances on a punch board I have. You won't? Well, I was just looking for a sucker.
Good morning, Mr. Gibson.
Oh, never mind, Woodley. The man I'm looking for just walked in. Come on.
Well, good morning, Dagwood.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm always just a little bit worried when you smile at me like that. I'm never sure you're not going to bite me.
Bite you? Mm. Please, I've just had my breakfast. Buddy, I'm going to give you a chance to do something fine and noble for charity.
Oh, that's nice.
I want you to take a couple of chances on this punch board.
Yeah, I knew you'd put the bite on me, yeah. Well, I just don't have any money, Mr. Divitt.
Well, how about an advance on your salary?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't need it at this
Look,
time.
Let's not be ungrateful.
What?
Take the chance.
What? Take what?
Oh. Take the chance.
Oh, no, I'd rather not take the chance. Or the advance right now. I'm really not...
Hey, what's in this envelope sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, no. Don't open that, Mr. Divitt.
Leave me alone.
No, don't. Blondie will skin me.
Well, she'll have to wait. I'm first. Uh-huh. It's money.
Oh, okay. How much are the punches?
How much have you got here?
$2.
That's just how much the punches are.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. For $2, you can punch any way you like.
Oh, can I?
Oh, boy. Here goes. Hey, Bumpkin. Hey. Lower that lunch hook.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the punch board. Well, I'll try this one right here. Let's see. What does it say? Yeah.
Well, they usually say, better luck next time. Mm-hmm. Yours will probably say, tough luck, sucker.
Yeah. Oh, it will? Oh, this one just says, you win the grand prize. You always mark the grand prize.
Oh, no.
It was?
Well, I thought I had my thumb over that.
Yeah. Hey, that's wonderful. Well, what is the grand prize?
Well, let's see. Winner is entitled to one genuine... synthetic blue-white plastic diamond ring mounted in real platinum-type tin. And you won it. Oh, it's not fair.
Oh, no. A diamond ring. Oh, I can give Blondie a diamond ring after all of these years. Oh, gosh, Mr. Gettys. Thank you for making me take that chance. You're the sweetest and nicest, the most thoughtful and considerate bossy pie I've ever had.
Oh, you shut up!
I'm going shopping, and I thought you might like to come along.
Gee, I don't think I can today. But wait a minute. You told me yesterday you didn't have a cent.
Well, I didn't yesterday. But I got up in the middle of the night and went to my favorite bank, the J.C. Ditter's First National Blue Surge.
Cora, you didn't go through his pockets again.
Uh-huh. I found $13 and a deck of marked cards. So this morning at breakfast, we played a little blackjack, and now I have $46.
How'd you do that?
I changed the marks on the cards.
Well, I guess that's one way of getting money from your husband.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best way. Oh, I love to play blackjack with Julius. Either with cards or with a real blackjack.
Shame on you, Cora.
Oh, Blondie, I've always got to be watching him.
Well, I've got to watch Dagwood, too, but for another reason. He's got a new idea for making extra money.
Oh? Well, what is it this time?
Well, I'm not quite positive, but I found a book on how to raise silkworms or how to worm your way into a fortune.
Oh, I see. He's going to toil not while they spin. Well, I thought I was saying something clever.
Just imagine sitting back there and letting a worm support you.
Why not? I've been doing it for years.
Oh, that reminds me. Maybe when I finish my shopping, I'll drop in on Julius and see which way my worm is turning today. Oh, sorry you can't run along with me, Blondie.
So am I. Bye, Cora.
Oh, that must be that funny-looking office boy. Come on in, dopey.
Bumps.
I didn't know it was you, Mr. Diddy.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
Oh, no. I'd never call you dopey to your face. No. What did you want, dopey? Excuse me again.
Certainly.
Yes.
Bumstead, I've been thinking about the ring you wore.
Ah.
And I've decided to give you $3 for it.
Oh, no, Mr. Diddy. I'm giving that ring to Blondie.
I don't know why I let you play that punch board in the first place. Mm. Bumstead, you spell trouble for me.
Yeah, okay. T-R-U-B-B-E-L.
Tell me, when you were a child, did your nurse use your head to keep the door from banging?
Oh, no. We were too poor to afford a nurse, Miss Betty. Yeah, and Mother had to do that.
Well, Bumstead, for the last time, tell me that winning chance for $13. Now, look, here's $3 in cash. And the $10 bill I'm not sure of.
Yes. No, look, Mr. Diddy, that ring is for Blondie. No. My answer is absolutely no. K-N-O-W.
Oh, fine. F-E-I-N. Now, look. After you have lunch, take those blueprints over to the foreman of the Rodney Bell job.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want to catch you going home or fooling around on company time.
No, don't worry, Mr. Diddy. You won't catch me. Goodbye.
Yes, this lucky punch seems to be incorrect order, Mr. Bumstead. The Glass Jewelry Company is always happy to donate a prize to a worthy charitable cause. Ah, there's your ring. A lovely setting, isn't it?
Yeah, the setting is beautiful, but where's the diamond?
Mr. Bumstead, how much did this diamond cost you?
$2.
For $2, how can you expect to see it with the naked eye?
Here,
Mr. Bumstead, where'll I put this magnifying glass over it? Mm. Now, how is it?
Oh, that's better. I can see it now. Oh. Yeah, but look, I don't think Blondie will like to wear it with a magnifying glass over it all the time.
Mr. Bumstead, I like you.
Oh, I like you too.
Well, that's nice. Mm. And because I like you, I'm going to do you a favor.
Okay, and because I like you, I'm going to accept the favor.
We're getting along just dandy, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, sir, I'm going to allow you to use this free ring as a liberal down payment on a really lovely golden smoky yellow diamond. A diamond your wife would be proud to wear.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly afford it. Absolutely, positively not. Okay, where do I sign my life away?
Right here, Mr. Bumstead.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Jaggerwood. Bumstead, there.
Mr. Bumstead, believe, no other store would give you these friendly credit terms.
Yeah,
Why, they're almost chummy. Only $1.10 a week.
Yeah, and only for 12 years, too. Of course, I'll have to go without lunches to do it, I guess.
Well, as soon as we check your credit rating, we'll deliver this beautiful ring to your office. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Blondie will love it. But, gee, 12 years is a long time to go without lunches.
Oh, but Mr. Bunn said you can do it. You can do it. You'll just have to pull in your belt.
Pull it in, I'll have to eat it. I'm sorry I was gone so long, Mr. Diddy.
Well, that's all right, funny boy. I didn't miss you a bit.
Yeah, well, I went over to that jewelry shop first before I took the plans over to the Carson job, or the Rodney Bell job. I'll have a surprise for you in a little while, too.
I have a surprise for you right now.
Oh, did something happen while I was out?
Oh, yeah, senor. Mm-hmm. A very cute girl was in here playing the punch board.
Oh?
And when she didn't win, she was just heartbroken.
Now, isn't that too bad?
Yes, she just sat in my lap and cried her beautiful big eyes out. Mm-hmm. Look how wet my lapels are. Oh. Anyway, here's the $13.
What's this for?
Deadwood, I just didn't have the heart to send her away without a prize of some sort. So when they delivered your ring, I gave it to her. Holy smoke, he fainted. What a hand. All right, Bumstead, all right. I'll give you the girl's name and address.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Diddon. Now I can get Blondie's diamond rings back to her.
Now, just a second. I'll step in my office and get it. Let's see. I might just as well pick any girl's name from the phone book and send it this here while I try to find out what the right girl's name was. Oh, this page is as good as any. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Now, let's see where Miss Moe is. Dadwood.
Yes, Mr. Diddy. Did you find the girl's address?
I found one. Here you are, lad.
It's way across town. Well, I'd better phone Blondie and tell her I'll be working late. I don't want Blondie to worry, Mr. Diddy. This is the address. I won't take no for an answer. If necessary, I'll be rough. I've got to be rough.
Well, hello there.
Rough. Excuse me. Oh, no.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You see, that kind of slipped out. Sometimes my whistler just whistles all of a sudden.
Won't you come in and tell me what you're selling?
Oh, I'm not selling anything. I just...
Oh, wanted... you poor thing. You look so worried. Just as though you had the weight of the world on your shoulders. Mm. If you don't mind my making a figure of speech.
Oh, that was your figure. It's very hard to make speech now.
How gallant of you.
It's sort of warm in here, isn't it?
Well, but then I've always found out that all men of your type are gallant.
Oh, my.
Listen to that radiator bubbling.
Oh, is that the radiator? I thought it was me for a minute. I thought my blood was beginning to boil over a little bit.
Oh, you're so nice.
Well, you're so... About that ring...
I wonder if a man like you wouldn't be glad to do an itsy-bitsy favor for a girl like me. You would, wouldn't you?
Well, you see,
I knew you'd say yes. You see, here is my problem. If I don't find somebody...
Okay, Woodley. Yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah. Everything that happened when Big Brain gets back. If he ever does.
Hello, Mr. Diddy.
Hello, Blondie. Oh, I see you've bought yourself a new hat.
Oh, no, Mr. Diddy. That's not what's in this hat box. I just brought Dagwood one of those big sandwiches he likes. And it just fits into this hat box. Where's Dagwood, Mr. Diddy?
I'm sorry, but I can't tell you.
Mr. Diddy. I very rarely lose my temper, but when I do, look out.
Now, Blondie, if you think you can threaten me, you've got another thing coming.
That's what I mean, all right. Mr. Diddy, look me in the eye.
Okay, you can't stare me down.
Just watch me.
Okay, I'll tell you. Here's the woman's address, but if I were you, I'd...
Goodbye.
That speed must run in the family. Oh, what a switch. This time, Dagwood's going to be caught in an embarrassing spot instead of poor old Happy Me. Oh, hello, Woodley. Did this again. Listen to this. Blondie just dropped in and forced me to tell her where Dagwood is. And she went out of here like a rocket. Yeah. Oh, what a day. And on top of everything else, a lucky little lady is going to be mighty grateful to me for that diamond ring.
Julia Caesar.
There goes my happy ending. Goodbye, Woodley.
What lucky lady is going to be grateful for what diamond ring?
Well,
And be sure you give me the right answer. Your physical well-being is hanging in the balance.
Oh, all right. I was going to surprise you, dear.
Why, Julius.
Oh, how I hate this. I'm going to give you a diamond ring.
Julius, darling. And I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Oh, Cora, don't. I've been punished enough.
Myself as she answers the door. Or maybe I'll just let myself go and start pulling hair.
Oh, but Blondie.
Dagwood Bumpkin.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Dagwood. What are you doing here?
Yeah, well, dear, I'm having a little trouble with a girl.
Oh, Dagwood.
No. It isn't anything to feel that way about, Blondie, dear.
No, it's just my whole life, that's all.
Oh, no, dear. Look, come on in and help me, Blondie. Will you please?
Oh, thanks, dear. Well, dear. All right. I guess you need me now more than ever.
Well, it isn't that bad, dear.
Well, where is she?
She's right in the next room, and, well, she's very cute.
Cuter than me?
Well, yes, in a way, dear, yes.
Oh, Dagwood.
Yeah, and, well, she's a little bit younger, too, Blondie.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, look at her.
Dagwood, you're a babysitter.
Yeah. You see, dear, but the only thing is that I've been having a little trouble. They don't use the old-fashioned safety pins anymore, and I don't understand these new-fashioned ones. It's been a long time since Cookie was this little girl.
Oh, Jacqueline, I just want you to know something.
Right.
I forgive you for all the things you weren't doing that I thought you were doing.
What was that again?
So this is how you were going to earn some extra money.
Well, not exactly. I sort of got talked into this, and I don't know how to do anything with babies except sing.
Rock-a-bye, baby, in a treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
Oh, Blondie, that baby sitting is sure giving me a terrific appetite.
That's why I'm stopping here at the Dithers Company. I made a big fat sandwich for you. But when Mr. Dithers gave me that woman's address, I just dropped the box and ran.
Oh, well, I'll get it right now. I've got a key to the offices. Yeah, here it is. So now you wait in the car, dear. You know, let's see now.
Hey,
JC,
is that a company office?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. And
I can guess who you are, since you have the key to the office. Mm-hmm. I came here to shake the hand.
Yeah, well, how do you do?
The hand of a perfect heel.
You give me back my fingers, please. Yeah.
I've got a couple of things for you, Mr. Dithers.
Yeah, but I'm not Mr. Dithers.
Well, you can take the...
my nose.
And this.
Oh, well, it's a ring.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to throw it in your face. After this, Mr. Dithers, don't give presents to my girl. Goodbye.
Oh, well, thanks very much, and come again, anytime. Well, I always told you that I was going to give you a nice diamond ring, and sure enough, I did.
Boy, that sure is a big, beautiful piece of glass. Yeah.
Oh, Alexander.
I was just kidding. Come in.
Well,
hello there. My car, Mr. Dithers. Oh, I'm so glad you dropped in.
Yeah,
so we, Whoopi.
What's the matter, Mr. Dithers?
Look, Blondie, look. Look at the lovely diamond ring Julius just gave me. Isn't it wonderful? Did you ever see anything like it?
Why, yes, Cora, I have. Look at the diamond ring that Dagwood just gave me.
Well, now, wasn't that... look at the size of it. Why, it makes my diamond look dinky.
Julius Caesar Dithers. Folks, then you ruined my life again.
Starring Arthur Lake and Ann Rutherford, came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
That was the March 11th, 1945 episode, Dagwood Wins an Office Prize from Blondie. If you haven't done so already, be sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or write a review, or both, if you're enjoying our podcast. And be sure to tune in on Friday for another classic comedy radio show. I'm Greg Fordyce. Thanks for listening.
Julius, darling, and I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Oh, Cora, don't. I've been punished enough.